As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us for a special Monday appearance with the Eagles draft coming up on Thursday and the contract news about Cam Jurgens happening today as well is our very own Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast. Hello, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
Well, what up, E?
Well, look, you can see Elliot. Did you see that? Put him back on, Justin, so we can look at him.
Is Justin the one who chose that?
Yeah, yeah.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. Look at Elliot. There he is.
I'm trying
this
to figure out.
This is making me realize that, No, go ahead. Sorry.
What's up with all the fan mail in the back? What do you got, your packages back there? What's going on?
Say, when I shoot my videos for Instagram, you can't see the pile of junk in the right-hand corner. Apparently, this does a bit of a wider lens. So, yeah, you can see the tree, the packaging.
What's going on back there,
Are
man?
You doing drop shipping in your spare time for Amazon? Yeah. The hell's going on?
All those suits have to come in something.
There you go. That makes sense. So, Elliot, big extension for Cam Jurgens. You had mentioned you thought this was coming the entire time. First of all, any reaction to the deal, or did it end up pretty much where you thought it would be?
Yeah, I mean, I think with his back injury, there was maybe some interest in how high of a contract he would get. But I do think that with this contract, they're signaling they feel very good about where his back is at. I mean, he still lands as a top two, arguably top one, because he is the most guaranteed money for active center. So, yeah, I mean, the Eagles, when they sign guys to these deals, they very rarely cheap out. So I do think he got paid a really good contract. I don't think it would have benefited him to wait a year. I don't think it'll have much impact on the salary cap space for this year. So, a good contract for sure for Cam, and the Eagles paid top dollar. Absolutely.
You mentioned the back. Did we ever find out exactly what was wrong with his back or no?
I don't believe so. No. We are going to talk to Cam, hopefully, I think, some point today or tomorrow. So maybe we can get more information there. But I would say that all indications are that he's going to be okay.
And then the final question at least on the cap thing, are those the numbers that you guys end up getting for how much he counts against the cap, the dead cap numbers? Does that all just come from overthecap.com, or is that public somewhere? Because I never see that released anywhere.
So it's not public, but some people have access to it where they can see the breakdown of the contract. Over the Cap does have access to it. So it's not public, but Over the Cap, I would say for those listening, is a really, really good place to check that out. They're always accurate there.
Yeah, is that where you get your cap numbers at?
I get them from somewhere. Don't worry about it. Sometimes over the cap, sometimes. Yeah. I get the numbers. So his cap hit's about 5'8 right now. I don't think it'll change much. It'll probably be $1 million or $2 million in one of the, up or down, but not an impact on the cap.
For this year specifically.
So.
Yeah, yep.
The next thing for me, E, would be we kind of knew that the Eagles would have the ability to extend some of their younger players if they chose to. This offseason. At least that's how I kind of felt some of those moves earlier this year with the CJ GJ. I could be wrong, but I thought some of this stuff was done possibly to get some of this stuff done. I say all this to say, do you feel like there's anyone else that could be in line for an extension? You got a couple guys like Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean. Who else am I forgetting? Am I forgetting anybody else? That would be a young player.
No, I mean, those would be the top two.
Yeah.
And, you know, two very different situations because N'Kobe does not have a fifth-year option as a – I think he was a third-round pick, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
And Jordan Davis does as a first-year – as a first-round pick. Now, what's interesting about the N'Kobe situation is obviously he suffered a serious injury at the end of the season. So had he not, had he played this out, I think you probably would have seen N'Kobe sign a deal. I don't think he was going to get anywhere close to what Zach Bond got,
right,
but I think
right.
they would have had interest in extending him so that he wouldn't hit free agency next year. The Jordan Davis one is interesting. I would be shocked if they don't pick up the fifth year option. And if they don't, I would think it would only be because they're going to sign him to an extension. I don't anticipate Jordan Davis becoming a free agent after this year. I think they're very encouraged internally about the year he had. I know it didn't show up statistically, and we certainly debate a lot. Is he a bust? Is he not a bust? Is he worth it? I think in the building, they view him as a very high quality NFL player. It doesn't mean he's a great pass rusher, doesn't mean he's going to get a top 10 contract for defensive tackle, but for the player he is, that fifth year option's at like $10 million. I think that's actually a really good deal for someone like Jordan Davis.
So
Elliot, draft coming up on Thursday, I know you did your Eagles related big board. You want to give us your top three?
I did.
You want to give us your top three Eagles related players?
Okay.
Or players that the Eagles could get at 32.
Yeah, how many times is this going to change before we get to Thursday?
Well, it's now on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Thread, so it can't change now. It's out there officially, so you can check it out on all those places. But no, so number one for me is still Walter Nolan. I just think he's somebody that checks every box. Like Jordan Davis, as good of a player as he is, I think he's ideally a third defensive tackle in a really good rotation. Walter Nolan has true upside as an elite pass rushing defensive tackle. So they need to find somebody to pair with Jalen Carter. Maybe it ends up being Moro Ojomo, but Walter Nolan, coming out of high school, was the second best recruit in his class. He was a five-star recruit. Hasn't worked out for him in college. He had to transfer from Texas A&M to Ole Miss. Not exactly two powerhouse programs. So I do think coming to Philadelphia, you could get the best of his potential. And so for me, if I could tell, if you could say there's one player the Eagles could end Thursday night with, I think the best outcome is Walter Nolan.
Mm, I like it.
And who do you have? I asked for top three. So who do you have at two? Who do you have three?
Two, I do have Malachi Starks. So he's a bit of a different prospect for me. I don't think he has the athletic, like raw upside where you look at him and go, you draft him at a young age, he's super athletic and you develop him. I think Malachi Starks could come in next year and be an extremely high floor player where you're going to get really quality snaps from him. You could argue someone like Nick Emanwerry out of South Carolina has a higher upside just because he's such a better athlete. But I think Malachi Starks would be able to play like week one, snap one at a really high level. So he would be number two for me. And then number three, I still really like James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee. I know that he is slipping down some boards. There's, you know, some loose reporting on potentially like some maturity issues with him. But we saw with Jalen Carter, you put somebody in that building and they're able to get the best out of players. So James Pierce, and like the ideal body for an edge rusher, long, tall, very fast off the line of scrimmage, really good pass rush numbers. I'm not someone that looks and goes, oh, they only had four sacks in college, but whatever. I do think if I'm drafting an edge, I want to see that he had good production in college. And James Pierce Jr. has that. So he would be my number three.
So, Elliot, you know I'm a Go Birds Daily listener, right? And I think you've remarked a couple of times you like the fact that I'm a Go Birds Daily listener, correct?
That was a mistake.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm not going to like it after this.
I got so mad listening to this. So you broke down your quarterbacks in the draft. And you said something that is so specifically wrong. Like it is, I don't even know that it is debatable. And I think you have like Jalen brain or something. I think being that you've watched so much Jalen Hurts, it has skewed how you feel about the quarterback position in general. You said, you said you would rather have a quarterback who is a great runner and an average thrower than you would rather have a quarterback that is a great thrower and an average runner.
Correct, yes.
That is insane. And there is just example after example after example after example of quarterbacks who can run and can't throw the ball well, who fail, as opposed to quarterbacks who can throw the ball well and don't run as well, who succeed. I mean, it is a failure to understand how the quarterback position is played. Could you explain that and just give me more examples than Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, so first, you said quarterbacks have to be able to throw the ball. I agree. I didn't say I wanted a bad throwing quarterback.
You said average. You would rather have a great runner and an average thrower than a great thrower and an average runner.
Correct, and I honestly don't know how you could disagree with that.
So give me an example outside of Jalen Hurts.
Hold on. Well, okay. I think Lamar Jackson is probably an average thrower. He is a special arm, but I wouldn't say he's like a top five thrower of the football. He's obviously an electric runner. And you can say besides Jalen Hurts, but I don't know why I have to give you an example besides Jalen Hurts.
Because you're drafting a quarterback who's not Jalen Hurts.
Correct. But what I am drafting is a quarterback that I know I want specific characteristics out of. And after watching Jalen, not just this year, but since he's been here, I have learned the pressure he puts on the defense with his legs really, really matters. Yes, if you have an elite, elite thrower of the football, then it doesn't matter if you're not a great runner because you're getting rid of the ball quickly. Now, you do need a great offensive line. And I would argue for someone like a Joe Burrow, you probably need better skill players around him than you do with Jalen Hurts because Jalen can create more on his own.
Well, that's not true at all. How do they play without AJ Brown?
So how many games have they played without AJ Brown since 2021? What is it, four? Is that really the sample size you're going to use?
Four.
So it's four games over 3 years has you so convinced he couldn't do it.
I'm just saying, this year. Elliot, like you're again, I asked for, you're thinking about the entire quarterback position, and you named me Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, can throw the ball pretty well and is also famous for failing in the playoffs. So if you're going to base your entire understanding of the quarterback position over this, you should be able to rip off that, because I can rip off plenty of quarterbacks who are actually excellent runners and average throwers who are not succeeding, and I can rip off plenty of quarterbacks who are excellent throwers and average runners who are succeeding. You should be able to give me example after example after example after example, and you can't. Because it's not true.
Because I don't need to give you. I don't need to give you example after example. Hold on.
Yes,
can I explain what I'm saying?
Sure.
Can I explain without the list? The list really doesn't matter. I know it's like fun to make lists, but it doesn't matter when we're talking about what I want in a quarterback. And after watching Jalen or whoever you want to say, when I'm building a quarterback, it is critically important to me that that player can make plays when the play is off script. Almost over 50% of plays, or a large majority of plays in the NFL, are off script. Whether a receiver slips, he runs a wrong route, there's pressure. And if your quarterback can't create, then that is a major flaw. He can be able to throw the ball great, but if he can't avoid pressure, if he can't run to the outside and turn a third down into a first down, if he can't fake the handoff and a defensive edge crashes on him, that really impacts the offense. So you can talk about maybe there's not a lot of quarterbacks that this applies to. I didn't say that it had to. What I said was, when I'm looking at quarterback prospects in this year's draft or any draft, it is more important to me, or equally as important, to have a quarterback that can make plays with his legs. And then yes, an average thrower. I agree. I'm giving some with the throwing, right? He doesn't have a special arm. Maybe he can't squeeze it into every window. But if you have a good offensive scheme and you have a quarterback that can throw the ball at an average level, having somebody that can run is a massive advantage. And I don't know how you don't see that.
Elliot, if I asked 10 draft people, which would they would rather have? How many of those 10 do you think would agree with you?
That's a good question. I would probably say the majority would not agree with me, but I don't know, again, why that matters. Like, give me a counter argument.
I did give you a counter argument.
Hold on. No. You didn't give me a counter argument.
Sure,
you said name guys that it fits. You said name guys it fits, and you said how many GMs would agree. Now tell me why you think being an elite thrower and a bad runner is a better.
I didn't say bad. You can't change it.
That was my mistake. And a great thrower and an average runner. Tell me why that is way better or better than being an elite runner and an average thrower.
Well, number one.
Don't say quarterback list.
Number one.
Tell me just
number one. showing examples of what I'm talking about is more than enough. Second of all, you get more. Yes, it is. Second of all, you get more.
I don't think it is.
You get more chunks of yardage, which is incredibly important. Throwing the ball rather than running the ball. Like there's not a doubt like in that. You're going to get more yards per play.
You are correct about
throwing
that.
The ball rather than running the ball. Okay, so if your quarterback is not as good throwing the ball, it limits your ability to do the thing that is the most valuable in football, which is move the ball, right, at a higher yards per clip. Like, that's it. It's the, and you can you can look at example. You can just look at the quarterbacks who've succeeded in the NFL and try to find me the ones that are average passers. Like there's
well,
not
so
a lot of
first of all,
them.
I do think that the position in the game is changing a little bit. I think you're seeing more college offenses being like ran in the NFL. So I would agree with you. If you go over the history of the league, yes, of course, throwing
even
is more
right
important.
Now, who are the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL? Who are the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL? Right.
So
now?
I would say the top 10 quarterbacks right now in
just
some
not,
order
not
are
in,
Mahomes.
Not in, okay, is he a okay, better than average thrower?
Of course he is.
Okay. All right. There's one.
But
Burrow.
He's also a very good runner.
But that's not what we're talking about. Joe Burrow.
I know. Joe Burrow, above average thrower.
Okay. Josh Allen.
Also an above average thrower.
Okay. Lamar Jackson.
I would say an above average thrower.
Brock Purdy.
I would say an above average thrower. I don't know what you're proving
Jared
if you want to keep doing this. Jared Goff, above average thrower.
Well, what I'm proving is that all the best quarterbacks in the NFL are above average throwers. All of them.
Yes, and I said average thrower. So we can sit here. I'm not saying he can't throw the football. I'm not saying he can be a bad thrower.
But all
I'm
those guys are above ball, average.
Correct, but a lot of them can't run, and that's why I would prefer a running quarterback over Jared Goff, over Brock Purdy. You know, I forget the other ones you named, but the other top guys can run.
But the other
than Joe
the Fantastic
Burrow.
Four there in the top.
Right, and
four.
Joe Burrow. Joe five. Burrow. If you well, look in Cincinnati, if you look in Cincinnati, the fact they've had a bad offensive line has severely impacted Joe Burrow because he's not as good as moving with the ball as these other
It's impacted
he gets
him.
Hurt more. He gets hit more. They weren't in the playoffs this year. And in the but Super Bowl, he couldn't do
okay.
it.
Yes, it was definitely because of Joe Burrow and not because of their defense.
Hold on. But also, I'll give you an example. About? Like, the current Super Bowl MVP that just won the Super Bowl fits my description. Now, he's an above-average thrower. But regardless, you keep saying besides Jalen. But that's because you don't want to... Exactly.
No.
You two don't want to give Jalen any credit, which is fine.
No.
But the way that Jalen plays...
You've become some Jalen PR machine. And it's like, excruciating.
No, it's
excruciating
it's
to
I'm
judge
correct.
College
I'm
quarterback.
Correct,
but you're not! Or there would be.
I am.
You just said
I
experts
am.
Wouldn't agree with you. There's no evidence of it in the NFL.
Evidence is the current guy that just won the Super Bowl. That's the evidence.
Okay.
The guy that just won the Super Bowl.
Okay, so if the guy who had won the Super Bowl, so when Joe Flacco won the award, you should say that everything should be based on Joe Flacco.
No, but I think when the quarterback that wins the award in the Super Bowl plays a certain style, other teams should take into account they can win with that style. So when I highlight that
can win with is different than optimal.
Yes, and I would rather have a running quarterback that is an average thrower. Like, I don't know how else to explain this to you. You watch the game
you're wrong.
See that what Jalen...
You're wrong.
I don't...
It's objectively
but I don't think
wrong.
I am. I think...
But you can think
not,
whatever you
it's
want,
not
but you're objectively wrong.
But,
you're objectively wrong.
But it's not
wrong.
Objectively wrong.
It's objectively
no,
wrong.
I would actually argue you're objectively wrong because the guy that currently holds a Super Bowl MVP is the what I'm describing.
No,
so
just because Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl doesn't mean that you change exactly that you change how you evaluate quarterbacks, Elliot. It's insulting to Jalen Hurts that you put so much importance on the fact that he runs it and doesn't talk at all about the other things that he does, which have to do with throwing
the
ball.
Yeah, and I think he's an above average I think he's an above average thrower. But what you're talking about when I'm looking at these quarterbacks, what do I value? And for me, I want an athlete that can make plays with his legs because I've seen how valuable it is.
So
for
why
the
aren't people?
Just won the
so
Super
why
Bowl.
Aren't there people jumping all over Justin Fields?
Well, Justin Fields did get a ton of money in free agency and has gotten opportunity after opportunity to be a starting quarterback.
And failed, so, and no one's kept him, right?
Correct, but you just said why are teams not jumping all over Justin
They're
Fields?
Not.
He signed within the first few days of free agency. He got a ton of money, and he's getting another chance to being started quarterback.
Why is Jalen Milroe not number one then? Why is he not going number first?
Because I mean, do you want, first of all, Jalen Milroe will probably go in the first round, which I think actually proves my point because he has not developed as a passer yet. But yeah, of course, Jalen Milroe is going to get drafted in the first two rounds. But why do you think that is?
In the first two rounds? What does that even mean,
yes.
Elliot? It's because quarterback is the most important position and people are desperate. Like, it doesn't make it the optimal thing. It's just like, wrong. You can't say on the podcast.
See, but
can't.
I think you're diminishing the running more than I'm diminishing the throwing.
No.
I'm admitting you have to be an average to above average thrower. I am admitting that. Of course you have to be able to throw the ball.
You can be an excellent thrower and a statue and win a Super Bowl. You can't be an excellent runner and not be able
to. I think that's way harder. I think it's way harder to do. If you have a statue as a quarterback, you have to have an elite offensive line. You have to have elite
just
playmakers
like Jalen,
all around
just like
him.
Jalen.
Yes, correct. Yeah, Jalen
like,
does
none
have
none
those
of what
things.
You've talked
correct.
About with Jalen has proven itself to be true. Like Jalen has an elite offensive line. He has elite weapons, and that's how he's won. Yeah, like this thing
yes,
where you say
also,
he can make
he
up
also,
for not having an elite offensive line. He's never done that. You said he can make up for
not
having elite
that's,
weapons. He's never done that either. It's just
so
not true.
That's not true. That's not, no, what you're saying is not true. So we can go back and forth on saying what we think is not true. But Jalen absolutely makes plays with his legs when the offensive line breaks down or there's no one open. And in 2020, have skilled players all around him. And the offensive line was still very good, but probably not as good as it is now. He helped carry that team to the playoffs because of his legs. If he was a statue back then in 2021, they would not be a playoff team.
Okay.
If he was a statue this past season, I think they'd still be good. But so again, I mean, I'm sorry that you're wrong. I don't know what to say.
No,
like the
I'm
fact
not
that
wrong. If the league results don't show that, if experts don't say it, if GMs don't say it, you're going to have to take the loss on this one. I'm sorry. There's no evidence of what you said.
Well, first of all, my opinion's based off my opinion. Like, I understand your point.
And your opinion could be
agree.
Wrong.
That's fine.
Your opinion
it can
could,
be. You're right. I'm wrong all the time.
It could be 80 degrees outside, and you can say you believe it's cold, and your opinion would be wrong.
Are we taking jolly lines?
Well, no, but that's different because that's a factual thing. Like, what I'm saying is, so when I'm scouting a quarterback, it's important to me he can move. That is a key
asset. That is different. That is different than what you said on the podcast. It's different than what you
said
on the
average. I said average.
It's different.
Important
that he can move is different than saying you would rather have a quarterback who's an average thrower.
I would rather have a quarterback that's an elite runner and an average thrower than a quarterback that is an elite thrower and an average runner.
Right.
That's
and
my
that is
preference.
Wrong.
Yeah.
And that is actually wrong. So you can listen to the Go Birds podcast. You can hear all these wrong. Well, you can think all you want, but it's still wrong. You can
and
hear
you
it all
can think
on the
you're
Go
right,
Birds
but
podcast.
You're not.
No,
so
no, but it proved itself out that I'm right. So
you haven't proved. Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't proved anything, but that's
all right. Okay. There he is. Elliot Shore Parks. Wrong again. Wrong again.
Love you,
camera for this one. It was good
again.
To see your face during this.
Wrong
you know,
again. Wrong
me
again. Cut him off. Turn him off. Turn him off. Turn him off.
Hey, man.
It's important that he can
Listen,
move.
I'm still
different.
Recovering from Friday.
Yeah,
so
right. I took today.
Yeah.
I took
today. Elliot, you want to come on?
Yeah.
That's all it turns into.
I forgot about it until I was taking my walk around the station.
I think you texted me about it over the weekend. I did. It made me furious.
I was furious. Someone like this, walking my dog. I was like, what is this guy talking about? All right. 215-592-9494. What would you rather have? An awesome runner, an average thrower, or an awesome thrower, and an average
He's
runner?
He's the family member that comes over and riles up everybody.
Thanksgiving,
man.
Yeah. He's the guy that comes and starts talking about politics on Thanksgiving. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll review my YouTube big board of 2024 next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. New question here, Ike. What do you think the Phils do this week against the Mets? Phils sweep, Phils 2-3, Mets 2-3, or Mets sweep? What do you think the number one answer is there?
Well, the number one answer probably is Phils win the series.
Which would be Phils 2-3?
2-3.
That is the second biggest answer. I'm telling you, people are
so
negative.
So then it's got to be the Mets.
Mets 2-3. Mets 2-3 at 43.5%. Phils 2-3 at 39.6%.
Okay, it's not too bad.
And then Mets sweep at 9% and Phils sweep at 7%.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Phils sweep, people would be going nuts. We sweep the Mets.
Yeah. Especially, now it wouldn't surprise me if Sanchez or Wheeler won. But that means Nola has to pitch well tonight.
And you know he's given up two bombs, as long as they're solo bombs.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, Alonso's going to hit one 500 feet tonight.
Or Vientos.
Oh, Vientos could hit one 500 feet.
Could be a Vientos spot.
Was that Nola that pitched when we went up? That was Monday, right? Did Nola pitch the Monday we went up?
Yeah.
The first game.
Yes,
the first game. Nola pitched.
He did. Yeah,
a back break.
Yeah, because I was in there. I was pumped for that game.
Yep.
Oh, you were Nola's up, man.
Yeah.
That's when I had the city convinced they were always going to lose game three.
Yep.
And then it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then game four, they were fine. They were fine. Nola, though, career at Citi Field, 3.28 ERA. Pitches well there.
I think that's why it was one of the things we told ourselves about why they had the – because we had Sanchez pitch game two because he pitched better at home and Nola pitched better at Citi Field. 215-592-9494. Justin, Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike, Spike, and Jack. How you guys doing?
What's up, Justin?
What up, Justin?
Oh, man. I was going to say, been waiting for a little bit, but, listening to you guys is always a thrill.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Justin.
But anyways, I wanted to call in and tell you guys just a quick little story. I got to take my 10-year-old son to the Phillies game on Saturday, and I live down here in Dover, so I don't typically get up for that many games. And It was, I don't know if you guys remember seeing it, but Schwarber hit a foul ball, and that thing, it was like 110 miles off the bat velocity, and you rarely see a foul ball make it up to the third level like where we were. We were in 307, and it was just hilarious because the ball's coming, and I'm like, there's no way it's going to make it to us. It's going to hit, you know, in the second level, and the ball ends up going like right to the left of us. We're in row four. It hits a guy, and it bangs this guy's arm out, like just smashes his arm and rolls right into his buddy's lap, and his buddy's holding the beer. So he jumps up in the air, and he's got the ball in the in one hand and the beer in the other hand, and we're all cheering. And that was, I just thought it was pretty funny. And then, you know, and then we, you know,
that story needed a better punchline, Justin. I'm just going to be honest with you, media. You probably feel it as it was happening. I'm sure in the time it was really funny to watch.
It was hilarious.
Yes, yeah. I bet.
And, you know, so we end up, you know, we end up leaving at the end of the seventh. And by the time I,
bro, what are we doing? Your whole night at the game? Are we getting somewhere here?
Dude. We get on 95 and it's 11-10 and I'm like, there's no way that this is happening.
Right.
But it's all good. It was an experience, you know, with my son, and you know, he had a great time and I had a great time, and you know,
and we won.
That's what it's all about.
And we won. Wins a win. Yeah,
wins a win. Is a win.
You feeling better about the series? Better about the Phils after the series or worse?
No, I feel better. Honestly, as crazy as it sounds, like I think they're going to have one of those kind of games every once in a while, and it's just so early. You know, I'm not too concerned about it. I mean, that's typical Phils to me. Like, you've been watching the Phillies for years. I mean, you know that they have those kind of games, and I mean, they get the win, and it's, you know, if they lose the game, then, you know, it's a whole different ball game. But, you know, I think we're in a good spot. I mean, the bullpen obviously has to get better, but I'm hoping that can be fixed, you know, at some point here. So,
Justin, for next question today, why don't you give us something that you miss from being a kid?
The thing I was thinking about when I was listening to you guys is I miss going out in the summer with Super Soakers and blasting each other. Me and my friends blasting each other with Super Soakers. That's like what.
Ooh, boy.
That water gun fight. Oh, stop it, Jack. Thank you, Justin. Water gun fights. Yeah.
The water gun fights, they're still hot in the streets, too.
Are they?
I was over at my Jill's cousin's house for Easter, and they have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old boy running around just shooting kids with water guns. They're still there.
Wasn't that hot to be shooting water yesterday?
It was hot enough. Also, these Nerf guns have gotten out of control. I mean, they have a machine. It's a machine gun.
Yeah.
What are they shooting?
They're so much better.
They're battery operated.
They're the battery operated water guns.
Oh, that's cheating.
Yeah.
You need a strong finger with the water gun.
Make it more fun, though, man.
Yeah.
Well, Spike, we grew up with a little water pistol.
Yeah, yeah. Little one you get.
You had to go keep reloading.
Yeah, it was like a quarter. You could see all the water in it.
Yes.
And we were, Super Soaker was our era. That was when they got big. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we had the crappy ones.
So, well, I'm sure you didn't.
What? No. Actually, it's amazing. We actually had.
He definitely had the Super Soaker.
Believe it or not, we had both Smith and Wesson come and design my water gun.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it was gold plated. It had a diamond on the trigger. And actually, I have this. I know you won't believe this. I had a butler named Jeeves that actually shot the gun for me, and I would just tell him where to shoot it.
Yeah, you didn't even get the joy of doing it yourself.
Yep. And Ike was shooting. His water guns had sand in them. They were shooting sand at each other. There wasn't enough water.
Oh, man, I love the way you handle this.
Gotta lean right into it, man. What am I going to do? There's too much truth to it.
Oh, man, the shooting sand got me. That got me.
You know, you got to...
Because there wasn't enough water.
Yep. We will review my YouTube big board from last year in a moment. You know, you don't need to be the rich kid to go to Colonial Hyundai. You know, you go to Colonial Hyundai, they're going to hook you up. They have such great deals this month until April 30th. Now is you got to get in there because they got this special selection of brand new Hyundais that Hyundai sent them down, and they have the very best deal they're going to get on any of these. Whether it's a new Palisade, hard to find car sometimes, actually. Mm-hmm. The Ioniq 5, the Ioniq 6, maybe a Tucson, John Ashdale, the Karzar, the team of Colonial, they're waiting there in the grand reopening, their beautiful new dealership. They're not going to screw around with you. There's never any games. There's never any hassle. They're just getting you from point A to point B. That is, want the new Hyundai? Get the new Hyundai with locked-in savings, but it's first come, first serve. So time is of the essence. And they're going to hook you up, whatever your issue is, whether it's cost, whatever, financing, as low as 0%. 0%. Every new Hyundai at Colonial comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance. Every new Hyundai at Colonial comes with America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, last year was the debut of the YouTube Big Board for me.
Sam Hinkie could run the draft for the Eagles, and they would be fine.
It's Spike.
Maybe even better off.
Versus the Scouts.
Here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
The Spike Eskin YouTube Big Board.
I watched a lot of YouTube.
Yes. And the YouTube Big Board was famous in the Rice Ricky Sanchez era when we would do the draft. And then I don't watch college sports, so I would just dial into YouTube right before the draft. And we did it for football last year. So, Ike, what I want to do is go through my top three picks in the positions we did and see how I did.
All right. Okay.
So top three quarterbacks. Mine were Spencer Rattler, Bo Nix, and Michael Penix Jr. So Bo Nix win.
Yep. Sure.
And I had him higher than most of the scouts had him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Penix, I think you could say it's a win. He ended up starting.
Oh, yeah, I love
you know,
Penix last
and I think
year,
Penix
yes.
looked good.
Yeah, yep. Penix looked all right.
And Penix. And Spencer Rattler.
Stinks.
No, he stinks.
I still believe
stinks.
That. I still believe that
stinks.
That New Orleans team sucked. It's fair to say he stunk last year, but he did. He ended up starting. He didn't play great.
Yeah.
I still believe in the skill set, though. So I think it's fair to say 2 or 3 on YouTube Big Board.
Not bad, not bad.
So offensively,
you didn't go chalk. Them weren't like obvious names. Oh, Penix was pretty good, but
yes,
you got me saying Penix. Yeah,
but the Bo Nix.
Bo Nix was I was a little bit more of a second round Bo Nix guy. I was.
So offensive lineman is where my scouting. I think I picked a guy out of nowhere.
Okay,
that Ross Tucker actually laughed at.
Yep,
I had Amarius Mims, Roger Rosengarten, and J.C. Latham. So Mims ended up, you know, he started for the Bengals. He was all right. It wasn't a good offensive line.
He started.
Roger Rosengarten ended up being the starting right tackle on the Ravens, made the Pro Football Writers All Rookie team.
Oh, there you go.
And Ross Tucker laughed at me last year. I don't even think he when I brought up Rosengarten, he was legitimately laughing.
He dismissed it. So that's why we're bringing on Ross tomorrow.
Wouldn't buy into a name like Roger Rosengarten.
I mean, it just sounds like an offensive lineman.
Too.
No, come on. That's an offensive lineman name.
Yeah, it is. It also sounds like somebody's not very good.
Well, yeah, it's more of a 90s offensive lineman.
Right.
I agree.
Yep.
But yeah, Ross has to atone for his sins tomorrow.
Absolutely. I nailed that one. So cornerback was hit or miss. So I had my top three was Nate Wiggins, DJ James, and Quinyon Mitchell.
Okay.
So Nate Wiggins, now it was before the Eagles picked Mitchell, but I had him third.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So Nate Wiggins played well for the Ravens.
He's a starter.
Yep. DJ James didn't even play.
I don't even remember him playing at all last year.
So he got drafted by the Seahawks, and they cut him, and he ended up on the Patriots.
That's a big swing.
First round pick?
Oh, sixth round.
Oh, it was a sixth round.
He was your number two cornerback?
He was my number two cornerback. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
not even close.
Not great.
You can't hit them all.
No. So wide receivers, my top three: Roma Dunze, Ladd McConkey, Marvin Harrison Jr. Ladd McConkey was a hit.
Yes.
Was a hit at number two.
Well, I'm looking at these three. There's no reaches with those three players.
Ladd McConkey was a little bit of a reach.
No, he was talked about last year. What are you talking about?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I don't know. He was second-round pick, Ladd McConkey.
That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, but he was my second guy. He ended up, I think, okay, he had 1,000 yards last year.
I see what
year.
You're saying. No, all I'm saying is that he didn't come out of nowhere,
yes,
is all I'm saying.
For sure. Yes. Now, when I'm looking at him, for what it's worth, except for the big names, I have no idea who any of these guys are.
I agree. You don't watch college football. I agree with you.
So those were my three there. So this year we'll do offensive line.
Always.
We'll do, because we have Ross tomorrow. Ross. I'll do quarterback, and either cornerback or edge. What would you rather me do?
Well, what do the Eagles need more?
It's
edge.
Both. I would say
they
edge.
They need both.
And
I
didn't get to do edge last year.
You want to get your eyes on him?
Yeah, and I might not be good at cornerback because I picked a guy that didn't even play last
year. Yeah, it's a tough scene. So I guess we'll go edge this year.
All right.
I think
you're going O-line, edge, and quarterback.
Yeah. Okay. And I think
is D-tackle in there with you or are you just doing straight edge?
I could do defensive line.
Well, I'm just asking. I don't know.
Maybe I just do defensive line.
Is he doing D-line? Yeah, because they could go either way.
I'll just do D-line.
Yeah, do D-line. Yeah.
So I think this year was a success. I think getting Bo Nix in there, Rosengartner in there.
I think it was a success.
I'm taking Ladd McConkey as a success.
I would have laughed at you with a lot of that stuff if it had not worked out. So at least I am open to the idea of you.
Thank you.
Your big board of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, now I will
who
say.
Who do you trust more, me or Elliot?
You.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Bo Nix, I mean, he's 30, so of course he's going to be.
He's 25.
So old.
25. Look,
he's basically
not today's game.
He's a quarterback. You play 15 years.
not today's game.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on Bo Nix.
These college players coming out at 23, 24 years old every year now.
Let me tell you something about Bo Nix. The guy's a winner, and he showed that last year. Winner.
I agree.
Winner.
Where's the guy who left Georgia and went to Miami?
Beck? Carson Beck.
Yeah, how old is he?
Oh, he's got to be almost AARP.
He's gonna be older.
Well, there's a lot of older guys now because of COVID, right?
Well, and NIL.
And the NIL stuff,
Carson Beck stinks. He's getting $4 million from Miami. Yeah, he should just stay forever. He should use Elliot's role.
That's what I was going to say. That's what Elliot was.
You know what I think they should do about college? Because I was thinking of this. I never thought when NIL got approved, I thought what it would be is, these guys can do commercials and can sign autographs and make money that way. I didn't think they'd basically be getting paid salaries by the teams.
Right.
Whatever, it's fine. I'm not hating on them. Like, I'm just trying to think about the sport. The bad combo is the NIL plus the transfer portal. Like, that is what I think is ruining things. So it's almost like if you want them to get the money, then if they're basically signing contracts, they should have to stay on the team for 3 years or something. I just think for basketball and football, to save like the game, I just feel like eventually the teams are going to get worse because the best players aren't going to stay on those teams for very long. It's almost like the combination of NIL with the transfer portal has made it pretty difficult.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I just like watching college athletics. You know, I went to state. I can't keep up with these guys on the football team, so I don't even have the same level of love and commitment to my own school because guys are changing every year.
Yeah, like
I can't. I just root for the school.
I feel like I'm sounding like a hater or something in saying that I want them to get their money. I do, but eventually, if the sport doesn't stay good, if the quality doesn't stay good, the money's not going to be there, and
right.
Because the ratings will go down. I think that they just need to do something.
Well, the quality's not going to get bad because the athlete is the athlete.
Well, but if they're moving every year, I don't think the teams are going to be as good.
Well, that's different.
Yeah,
that's different.
I think the quality of the games won't be as
right.
good because the players won't be on the teams as long.
Here's why I like it. Here's why I like it.
Okay.
Because the stinking SEC no longer dominates.
That's right.
They've been paying
right.
players illegally for years
right.
down there. That's how they get all those recruits down there, allegedly. I'm just saying. Now we're on more of an even playing field. Now you're going to have two – believe me, Spike, this thing is going to the Big Ten and the SEC eventually, where it's like the AFC, NFC. This is going to be two major conferences with about 20 teams in each conference.
And everybody like else will be playing for scraps.
Yep, that's eventually what it's going to go to.
215-592-9494.
The Junior League. They need a
minor league.
They need a collective bargaining. They need a union. That's what they need.
But then that way, Matt Mike, we'll get to you in a second. That way, the schools could at least say, okay, we're going to guarantee you $4 million. That's cool, but
you'll
can't
be here.
You can't leave.
Yep.
You got to be here for 3 years or something like that.
Yep.
Matt Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are we doing today, guys?
What's up, Mad Mike?
Long time no hear.
Yeah. You know what I like? I love how Spike and Jack are taking my side on how Jalen Hurts is kind of a fraud. And just
taking your side.
Boys around him. What's that?
Well, that's not your side.
No, that's totally my side. He's a fraud.
Oh, yeah, like, he's a, yeah.
But you didn't come up with it. You say everybody's a fraud.
Like,
that's true.
Middle, like, 20th best quarterback in the league.
Well, that
but
I
now
don't
he's got everything
so.
Around him, and he still has a stilted offense and can't pass for anything. And then we're oh yeah, he's a top five quarterback.
Well, he is a top five quarterback.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he's
he is.
Not. He's
he
a
is. Well, here's the thing that Elliot was right about. I didn't choose.
He's a moron.
Well, he is a moron. But he's a lovable moron. He's lovable. But here's why I think he does have a point. I think with Jalen. And the Eagles went in the Super Bowl, and they didn't have to rely heavily on his arm. See, that's the problem. When you're looking for the golden arm, when you're looking for the Patrick Mahomes, the Josh Allen, or the Joe Burrow, and it's 32 teams, I'm sorry, but about 27 of those teams are going to be bleep out of luck because there aren't a bunch of Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrows and Josh Allen's running around. So instead of teams killing themselves trying to find those guys or investing in someone they're trying to make into that guy, the Eagles have at least shown you there's another way to go out and win and be a dominant football team without having a quarterback dominate through the air. So the idea that you can win with a guy who can hurt you with his legs and make timely throws, I do believe that has become a little bit more appealing to the NFL because there are more quarterbacks that are closer to Jalen Hurts than there are to Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. Believe me when I tell you that. There are more quarterbacks like that coming out of college than they are the other way around. And now teams will say to themselves, you know what? If we build a good running game and a good defense, this guy makes enough throws. He's a smart football player. That's where the Jalen Milroe thing is coming in at. He's a smart enough player. We can win with him. And that's where I do agree with Elliot, that there it is. It's a copycat league. And teams will start to feel maybe we can build our teams this way with a strong running game and defense and a quarterback that makes smart plays. And you'll get you a Super Bowl. And he is a top five quarterback.
saying, like, is, you know, they hide Jalen Hurts because he can't play the position, and he's just a running quarterback. That's it.
Well, that's a way to look at it if you want to look at it that way. I just don't choose to look at it that way.
Have you explored the idea of trading Jalen Hurts so that we can get a cheaper quarterback so we can get out from this cap hell that Howie put us in? Because that's the best way to do it. Get a cheap quarterback, and then you don't
Howie,
have to
you mean the best GM in football, right?
The Hall of Fame GM, Mike.
The best GM in football, right?
Mad Mike is back.
Yeah, best GM in football, right? When you talk about Howie.
Dork in football, that's what it is.
Wow. Mad Mike's Super Bowl hangover is over. He's back.
No, I'm back. I'm here to hate on everybody. Baseball's stupid.
All right. Yep. Mad Mike, what do you miss from being a kid?
Nothing. I like being a kid.
Can you imagine this guy as a kid?
Yeah. Nothing, he says. All right. 215-592-9494.
I hated recess.
Yeah, hated it. Hated lunch.
I hated toys.
Yep.
Wanted more homework.
Yep.
Santa Claus is a fraud.
Yep. Wanted more homework.
That might be.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. He's kidding, kids. Santa Claus is not a fraud. Big Phil's 215-592-9494. Do you feel better or worse about the Phil's after this weekend? Joining us next is a friend from the other side. So Sal Acata does middays at WFAN. He's a
friend from the other side. Yeah. His enemy's your friend.
Well, Sal's my
he
friend.
He sucks.
Yeah, I love Sal. But Sal's a big Mets guy.
Yeah.
And we will get a look into how they're feeling about the Mets over there in New York next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.